Sell me your car today. This is Clay Edwards, and I want to buy your car, truck, or SUV today. Are you tired of dealing with all the marketplace maniacs and the Craigslist crazies? I hear nightmare stories every day about counterfeit checks for vehicles here in central Mississippi. Did you know if you get ripped off with a counterfeit check, your insurance company will not cover you? Let me make you a fair market value offer for your vehicle today. Contact me today at claybuyscars.com. That's claybuyscars.com. All right, man, I should get back to it. We got too much to hit this morning for me to be playing around. Speaking of Mazda Jackson, the phone line, 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Unknown texter says, the only thing worse than a politician is a pedo. Well, I mean, there's definitely some bad politicians, but I don't want to go there just yet. I've got some friends who are politicians that are doing the Lord's work. Let's take a phone call here on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, good morning. You're on there.
Yes, sir. This is Robbie Faircloth, man. How you doing?
Hey, Robbie. How are you, brother?
Man, I am blessed. Look, here's my thing. Just two little things here that I need to help understand it. So we're going to ban TikTok unless we can buy it. You know, so that's messed up, man.
You know, and
we are going to capitalize on all profits from TikTok, and then just like the Apple phones and everything else, they have all the information that they're talking about. China's getting.
Yep.
So, I mean,
and that's what this all boils down to is they're mad China won't give them a back door.
Absolutely.
They won't say that. But.
Yeah, and my other thing is, I'm a blue collar guy. Like I live in Brandon, Mississippi, and I have worked my butt off all my life, paid my taxes, paid my bills. The people over there in the Capitol, everybody from the mayor all the way up to the governor, all the way up to the White House, look at their salaries, look at what they make, and not one of them has bled sweat or busted their tail. Here we are out here struggling like all get out. I mean, man, and they're steady trying to pass bills on taxes and crap for us to have to pay for when we're out here barely surviving with all the economy right now, the rates. I mean, look at the grocery list that they just put out. We're third ranking highest, in the nation. Look at rent. Rent in my neighborhood, the cheapest little 700-800 square foot house. If you don't want to get shot or robbed or stabbed and live in Jackson, and you got to move out to Brandon, man, it's $1,500.
If you can find that, look, that's exactly why I moved. Well, one of the multitude of reasons why I moved from Jackson to Brandon.
Yeah,
and look, and those apartment prices are market value, so. As houses go up, the apartments do too. A friend of mine just rented a house, and it's a little smaller than mine, but she was going to do an apartment, but she was able to get a house for a little cheaper in Cross Gates at $1,750 a month.
Yeah, and it's so bad, man. Like, I have had to take a job driving a truck, going out of town all week, not seeing my family all week, just to be able to live in Brandon. We got to get some stuff straight, man. Here I am. I'm a convicted felon. I just got my voting rights back from a mistake I made in 1998. And now I have to choose the lesser evil. Do I want to, whether it's Democrat or Republican, I've got to figure out which one's the lesser evil to vote for. And it's just, man, that's rough, dude.
Yeah, we need a revolution. Robbie, look, brother, keep your head up. Keep pushing, man, and we love you. Stay blessed.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Have a blessed day.
You too, brother. Robbie's good people, man. Sold him his truck that he's driving right now. Well, his personal vehicle anyway. Good people, and he's right. He's right about some of it. It is hell trying to afford to live right now. It really is. I will say this, because I had this conversation Friday in detail with a state legislature. There's some good folks down there. I mean, they ain't all ate up with it. But there's definitely some ate up with it. Those guys don't make that much for doing. You can't do. Well, let me rephrase this before anybody calls in here and tells me. You can't do just that. You can't be just a Jackson, a state legislature, and live above the poverty line if you ain't hustling the system. You know what I mean? If you ain't fundraising, if you ain't taking a little side something, something, if you ain't getting those free steak dinners and backroom body shots, you can't just live on what they make as a state politician. And I'm just referring to the Capitol. I don't know what each mayor makes. I think mayors deserve to make more money because that's a full-time job. Now, you know, your good mayors, I can make an argument that your good mayors are underpaid. I can make your argument that your bad mayors are way overpaid. See Chakwe Antar Lumumba as example A for overpaid. If he's making a buck, he's making too much. He should be paying to be mayor. Let's just say his salary is 200 grand. He should be paying that to be mayor as like a buy-in. Because I can assure you, allegedly, that he's making way more than that, having the power to dictate and steer things. I mean, millions. Millions of dollars. I love this show because I had these full plans to come back here and talk about the $60 billion going, $95 billion, I'm sorry, 60 of it going to Ukraine. We took a great call from Robbie there on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Let's take a break. Let's come back. And I do want to get into all that. And he brought up something, too, that I want to get into. This morning, the cost of groceries in Mississippi. Let me quote Oliver Anthony. It's a damn shame what the world's coming to, where people like me and people like you got to get that great value brand. All right. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back.